This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to talk in a bit about how retail advertising is changing, but a whole lot of advertising is pretty resolutely stuck in the past. Billions of dollars are going to be spent this election cycle by candidates at all levels, national, state, and local, on ads that are going to run on boring, plain old TV. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer went in search of the reason why.
So if you're running for office, you tend to do what your consultants tell you to do. And consultants like TV. It's safe. In many cases, it's what they've always done. And then there's the money.
Consultants, they have an incentive to sell TV to their candidates.
That's Adam Scheingate. He teaches political science at Johns Hopkins University. He decided to look into why we're still seeing so many campaign ads on TV. His conclusion?
It's the most lucrative part of the business from the consultant's perspective. It provides the greatest opportunity to make money.
Here's how it works. A political candidate hires a consultant. The consultant says, "Let's blanket the airwaves." The candidate says, "Okay." The consultant places the ads with TV stations and takes a commission, 10-15% of the cost of the ad. Scheingate says that adds up.
If the ad buy was a $1 million ad buy, then you might be receiving a commission of $100,000 or $150,000 for that ad buy.
I wanted to run this theory by a consultant. I found Angela McCann. She's chief operating officer for Mentzer Media Services, a Republican consulting firm in the Maryland suburbs of Washington. I head out there.
Hi, are you Angela?
Yes.
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
Nancy Marshall Genzer.
I asked McCann, does her company tell candidates to buy TV ads because it'll get a commission? She says, no way.
Our goal is that our clients are successful, not that we're just successful.
McCann says if she were just focused on getting as much money from TV ads as she could, she wouldn't be winning many campaigns and would go out of business.
We wouldn't be buying media for anyone anymore if we weren't winning.
McCann says she tells candidates to advertise on TV because it's still the best way to reach a mass audience. And the voters who actually show up at the polls tend to be older. They still watch TV. She says sometimes the candidates themselves are older and are pushing for TV ads. You can see that in the numbers. Elizabeth Wilner tracks political advertising for Kantar Media.
So we've seen about roughly 7 times more TV spots in the presidential race than we had seen at this time 4 years ago. That means individual occurrences of television ads.
Wilner doesn't expect the TV advertising to let up, leading her to this conclusion.
TV will still be king in 2016.
And that is something Adam Scheingate and Angela McCann actually agree on. They both say TV is at the top and unlikely to be dethroned anytime soon. They just disagree on why. So get ready for more TV ads, especially from the big spenders like Hillary Clinton.
So that every child has a chance to live up to his or her God-given potential.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Anybody and Jeb Bush.
I've delivered, and I hope to earn your support. I'm Jeb Bush, and I approve this message.
Of course, if you don't like all these TV messages, you could just turn off the TV. Just saying. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.